Welcome to CWS Christian Writing and Speaking. I'm your host, Jackie Wilson. And today's guest is an expert in helping people transition from working to living their calling, whatever that may look like for them. He speaks about helping people identify their calling, get out of their own way so they can really live it out, and how they can deal with their time, their talent, and their treasures to really live their dreams. He focuses on productivity and time management, leadership, communication, business, and personal money and finances. He's certified in DISC, Personality Communication Tools, and has been a working coach since 2011. Let's welcome to the CWS stage, Mr. Scott Mader. Welcome, Scott.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here. I hope I can provide some value for you and for your listeners today.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, I'm excited to hear your story because you were helping people live their dreams and then you decided to start living your dream fully. What is the story behind that?
Sure. So, you know, I was born in a log cabin in Kentucky. Oh, wait, no, that's Abraham Lincoln. Sorry. I grew up, you know, just like anybody else and had my own things that I wanted to do. I actually went to college to become a medical researcher. And I have a degree in biochemistry and a degree in genetics. I started doing research work and figured out real quick, that's not what I wanted to do. So I went into my fallback position, which was I became a school teacher. So I was a science teacher for 16 years. I taught middle school, I taught high school, did all of that, loved it, enjoyed what I was doing. But at the same time, you know, that's a job that kind of drains a lot of energy and a lot of things from you. It's pretty low pay, a lot of work. And at some point I'm like, I can't do this anymore. I need to make a transition. And so I moved out of that. I went into the corporate world. And I actually started working for a testing company, writing tests for a living. So in the words of my former students, I joined the dark side because I went from teaching to testing, you know, which everyone always has a bad flavor. I literally used to tell people on the plane, like, you know, yeah, I work for this testing company. And they'd be like, so you're the reason I didn't get into college. And it's like, yeah, you're right. I wrote the question that kept you out of college. Obviously, that's not true, but we, you know, we do different things. We wrote tests. Again, I worked in the science industry. I did that for 11 years. I traveled a lot. I was kind of, I worked my way up in the company. I ran a team of about 150 people, had a budget of like $40 million, flying all over the country, on the road a lot. I live out in the country, so my commute's over an hour back to the office. So it was kind of one of those things where that got old. And in the meantime, I'd started coaching on the side starting in 2011. And really figured out real quick that this was what, you know, I was meant to do. This was how things were showing up for me. This is how my calling really felt. And so I put a plan into place and my wife and I worked over about a 6-year period and transitioned from part-time coaching to full-time coaching. So starting in 2017, we started the coaching business. Obviously, it's evolved and changed and morphed and looks different today than it did in 2011, 2017. Looks different than it did like 3 months ago. You know, that's the nature of business. And yet at the same time, this consistently has been the thing that keeps showing up that, man, when I do this, when I speak on these topics, when I work with people on these topics, when I see them able to transition and make that pivot and live out their dream, that's what lights me up. You know, that's the thing that I'm meant to do. And so that's what we've been doing full time since then. You know, I've got a wife, I've got a son. He's 19 now, working for a little while. He's taking a gap year while he kind of figures out what he wants to do after graduation. So he's working for a living and doing all of those things. My wife kind of supports me in the business and runs the behind the scenes stuff. And then I do a lot of the in your face stuff. You know, I do a lot of the speaking and the coaching and the teaching, and she does a lot of the support services and admin and make sure things are running well behind the scenes.
Yeah, I love it. Sometimes I think we get so caught up in helping other people that we don't even see that we need the same help that we're giving to them. And I think it's wonderful that you took that leap of faith to really live out your dream. So can you tell us a little bit more about the coaching business? Tell us the name and what your focus is.
Sure. So right now, what I do as coach is I call myself a stewardship coach. So the business is Inspired Stewardship. And what we do is focus on helping Christians master their time, their talent, and their treasures so that they can live out their calling. That's the tagline. Master your time, your talent, and your treasures so you can live out your calling. A lot of folks come in and, you know, my joke is I really only coach on talent. I don't really coach on productivity, time, or money, treasures, even though I coach on those things. But I include those because that's what people hire me for. I explain what I mean. Usually people think they have a problem with their money. You know, that's what's holding me back from my dream. I've got golden handcuffs, or I can't make enough, or I don't know how to turn this into a monetization, or just I'm deeply in debt and struggling. And, you know, I make too much money to be this broke. You know, that's a feeling that they have around money and it's holding them back. Or in the time arena, they're feeling like, you know, I just got way too much to do. I never have enough time. I never get the right things done. You know, I'm trying to write a book or launch my business or do this, and I just don't have time to do it. So how can I ever do this? That's what they come for help for. But the truth is, at the end of the day, the way you handle your time, the way you handle your money is really about how you handle yourself. It's really a heart and a head problem, much more than it is a time or a money problem. So the joke is I only really work on talent because at the end of the day, we work on you and it just happens to show up in your time or your money. That's where you see the symptom, but the cause is really much more, you know, a head and a heart issue. It's a it's a prioritization issue. It's about figuring out what's important to you. It's about finding your why and the emotional drivers. It's about looking at habits and behaviors and these things. That's the actual work. Unfortunately, and fortunately, I say unfortunately, because that sometimes is harder than just doing a budget or, you know, putting things on a calendar or whatever. And yet the good news is it also means it's really a lot more in your control than I think most people think it is. You know, most of the time we think it's out of our control. We can't fix it. When the reality is, if it's much more about, you know, what's going on in your head and your heart, then you have the full capability to fix it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it needs some help from outside. Like you said, you know, I'm a firm believer. If you're hiring a coach, ask them if they have a coach. If they answer no, you might want to ask some follow-up questions because, you know, if they believe in coaching, they're probably using a coach. I've got more than one coach in my life that speaks to different components of my life, depending on what I want to focus on and work on, you know, right now. So that is something that I think it fits in. You know, all of us can use a coach, not because the coach comes in and tells you what to do, but just having that someone outside of the forest who sometimes can look in and go, huh, you ever thought about this? And, you know, it's always funny because coaches will say something like that. It's like, well, yeah, that's obvious. Why did I need you to tell me that? And yet we need somebody outside sometimes to tell us that and say it out loud because we don't see it in our own lives.
Yeah. We got to keep that in mind. If you want to get sharper, you got to have somebody who can pick at those things and say, hey, think about it a different way. I love it. So let me ask you this. When you mentioned that a lot of times people come to you because they think they need to get their finances in order. If somebody is struggling right now, and it's saying, I really do want to live this dream, but I don't feel like I have the capability of doing it because of all these different, and it may be excuses, it may be realities. What is the first step that you would tell them to take?
So the first step is always going to be pretty much the same. You know, here's the broad outline framework of dealing with your finances. It's refocus, gain control, set a plan. And then kind of repeat, because the problem is it's, you know, first you refocus, then you gain control, then you set a plan, and then you find out not everything in that plan works. And so you got to refocus, gain control, and set a plan again. So it's kind of rinse and repeat. There's an ongoing process to it. But what does refocus mean? It means take a step back and take a look at what's going on. It means sitting down and doing an initial budget. You know, what do I think? Budget, by the way, is future focus. So a budget is what do I want my money to do?
Yeah.
Tracking is past focus. What did my money do? What did I spend? You know, what did I use my money for? A lot of times people are tracking, but they're not budgeting. Well, the problem is then you have nothing to know. Are you on track or not? there's no ability to review and reflect and figure out, is this a budget problem or is this a me problem? You know, I've had clients that do that initial budget. It's like, huh, okay. So you put $250 down for groceries. Y'all are a family of seven. That might be a problem. You know, I'm thinking that might be a little low to have $250 for a month for a family of seven, you know, let's revisit that. But people often have no idea what they're spending in different areas of their life. So it's putting down a budget and then it's tracking against that. And believe it or not, that's actually easier than it sounds. A lot of times people think, oh, that's going to be really hard. It's really not. It takes about 15 minutes once a week. You sit down and you do that. And then you kind of review and reflect it. You say, well, this is how much I thought I was going to spend. This is how much I spent. Is that a budget problem? The example I just gave, I put $250 down for groceries, but that's just not realistic. Or is it a me problem? You know, I put down, I was going to spend $280 on going out to eat because I was going to go out to eat three times. And for our family, that's about right. But I actually went out to eat 17 times.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah. That's not a budget problem. That's a me problem. Yeah. You know, I chose to live a different plan than the plan I put down on paper. What do I need to do about that? Or is it just a, what I would call an anomaly. And here's what I mean by that. Sometimes we'll put something in our budget, not for something we're doing today, but for something that may come up in the future. Example, easy example is if you're putting aside a little bit of money every single month so that when you get to Christmas time, you've got your Christmas budget for gifts in place. That, you know, people used to do that with a savings account where they'd have the Christmas savings. It's that kind of thing. It's, in other words, it's okay that I didn't spend what I thought I was going to make. That was actually the plan, you know, because a lot of times people forget about those things and then they sneak up on them. You know, that's the, oh my goodness, we have no money to buy gifts this year for Christmas. It's like, guess what? Christmas came in December last year too. You kind of knew it was coming and yet you didn't prepare for it, you know, because life gets away from you, you get busy and you just don't do it. So it's paying attention to those things as well. So that first step is set the plan, you know, refocus, figure out what you're doing. Gain control is figuring out, is it a me problem? Is it a budget problem? What's going on? And then set the plan and then just kind of rinse and repeat. Obviously, that's an oversimplification and there's about 4 million other things, but that's the main first step.
Yeah, I love it. So what is next for you, Scott?
Well, I've got a lot I've actually got several speaking events coming up, but they're all kind of private events. So I'll share those, but they're not really something that folks can crash. But really right now I'm deep in working on a book, hopefully early part of next year. I've got a book, working title is Inspired Stewardship, but that may change. That'll be coming out probably early part of next year. Really taking these ideas around time, talent, and treasures and trying to kind of codify them and put a process in place. Because, you know, again, I work with people one-on-one, but I found that sometimes people just want that take-home guide that they can use on their own. So I'm kind of trying to write that as we go.
And how can people connect with you and learn more about your coaching business?
So the best way to get in touch with me is over at inspiredstewardship.com. I actually set up a landing page just for y'all's listeners. It'll be inspiredstewardship.com CWS. And on that, I've got some resources. I've got some free downloads, some things that they can access around time or talent or treasures that might help if they're struggling in that area. And then there's also a link on there to set up a time on my calendar. I love hearing from folks that have heard of me on a podcast. It's a 30-minute call. I'm not going to give you a hard sales pitch. This isn't one of those things. You know, it's really just to find out a little bit about what's going on in your life, what my coaching is, and whether or not we'd be a good fit to work together or not.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Now, Scott, we're coming to the end of our interview, but you got to leave the people with a final word. If there is one thing that they need to take from this interview, one thing that they can take from your coaching and business and all the experience that you have had working with people, what is that one thing that they need to know?
So the deepest thing, and this kind of overlays everything that we do, is at the end of the day, it's really about finding your why. Now, let me explain what I mean. A goal is something that has a beginning, a middle, and an end. You can look back and go, yes, I did it. No, I didn't. Mm. A why is that emotional driver behind that goal. It's the reason you want to get control of your money. It's the reason you want to get control of your time. It's the reason you want to change your job. And I don't just mean I had a bad day and I want to quit my job. That's not what I'm talking about. Okay. It's the emotional drivers that you're driving towards. And if you can help uncover those and find those for yourself, then making those decisions about priorities and values and what to do first and what to do second and what's most important and what should I spend my time and my energy and my money on becomes a lot easier, because you can run it through that filter of, does it move me towards that thing that I really want? The freedom, the flexibility, the ability to go to my child's, you know, ball game, whatever it is, what are the things that really are driving your engine? That's really how you dig in and figure out what's calling you and what direction you want to go. And then those hard choices aren't nearly as hard to make. Mm-hmm. And you can really make a change in your life quickly.
Yeah, I love it. CWS audience, you have heard Scott. He has actually issued you a challenge. Find out why you want to do the things that you do and gain control. It's most likely a you issue. And if you can focus on how you can change it and make the difference in your life, you can move forward in the way that you truly want to move forward. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And until next time, beautiful people, God bless.